evening, sir. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you, Cheryl?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much. Wanted to talk to you about a couple of things. Monday night city council meeting, the subject came up of the Red Cedar Golf Course development redevelopment project. You and I had talked about this in the past about what would be coming along with it, and the council members didn't authorize a ballot question to go on in August, so we're up against at least a delay on the issue. And just wanted to get your thoughts on this, and basically, did we miss a window of opportunity here, do you think?
Well, I think we did. I think that we had all the information to present them at the time, and they chose not to put it on the August ballot, which means that the earliest it could be put on the August ballot would be November. That actually, from my perspective, given the fact that winter exists and there's a lot of investigative engineering that I have to do with the project, it puts me at least a year behind or perhaps even more. So I think it's very disappointing to have that delay. And the project itself, I think, is worth noting that it's an extraordinary, and I can't tell you, Cheryl, how extraordinary this opportunity is for the city of Lansing to create something that's really special for the citizens to enjoy, an opportunity to create a huge number of jobs and solve a major pollution problem for the river and create a recreation opportunity that would be, bar none, probably one of the best parks that we've got in the city.
Well, what do you understand was the problem? I know there were a couple of council members who voted against it because they wanted more information before they went forward with putting it on the ballot. Did they not have the information that you think they needed, or what do you think the holdup is?
They had all the information that we had, and I think they had more than enough information to make a decision, and I think that's a red herring. I think more than likely the issue on a couple of the no votes was politics. And they played politics with the future of the citizens, which I think is a shame, but so be it. That's the nature of politics, I suppose. One of the concerns of one of the council members that voted no was the issue of prevailing wage and some of the labor issues, and I think those are legitimate questions, and I think those can be worked out, but I don't think that this resolution, asking the voters to put it on the ballot, was a proper forum to debate those kinds of issues. Now, all the other information that was provided to them, I think, was more than adequate to get it on the ballot. And I think for me personally, it's a very big disappointment that it didn't go through.
And from your point of view, from the drain commissioner hat that you're wearing, this was important to make a lot of infrastructure changes that need to be done in the area.
That's correct. If you look at the Red Cedar watershed, the Red Cedar River itself isn't entirely natural. It wasn't here when the glacier left, and it wasn't something that the Europeans found when they settled this land. And we actually, in 1880s, created the Red Cedar River from Williamston all the way into Livingston County, and it's a man-made system, basically, and all of the tributaries, which are over 236 of them, and 237 if you include the Montgomery Drain, which is the Frandor Drain. I've looked at all of those drains. I've walked those drains. I've physically been in the pipes and down the ditches and however you want to describe it. And I can tell you that the most polluted discharge in the whole Red Cedar water system is the Montgomery Drain. And we're obligated by the Federal Clean Water Act to fix that problem. And I think our citizens deserve a clean river system and a healthy environment to raise their children and to live and so on and so forth. And this is a great opportunity for us to do this at a minimum cost. And I think we've lost part of our opportunity to do it and save money in the process. We have a proposal that we've worked together with the administration to create literally, and I'm not kidding you when I say this, hundreds of jobs to make this happen. And hundreds of millions of private dollar investments to a minimal amount of public money investment and fix the pollution problem while creating a great recreational opportunity and clean the river at the same time. So I don't see a downside in this whole project. So it's disappointing to me that we lost the votes. But I'm not giving up. I am dedicated to making this happen. I am dedicated to cleaning the river, and I am dedicated to ending this pollution problem.
Well, as you said, you are charged with needing to make this right at some point. So it's you have to do this at some point, regardless of the development, don't you?
That's exactly correct. But why would I want to go through the exercise of spending all the engineering time and the investigative time to engineer a fix to the pollution and lose an opportunity to have some creative development to create a place of presence in the city, to make this an extraordinary place for people to gather and go to and so on, and then have to redesign it around buildings that 5 years later we may want to put up? You know, to me, it makes sense to put the whole thing together in a great big package. We could have a spectacular project if I did it just by myself. But we could have a super spectacular project if we did it collectively. I mean, it just, to me, I'm just disappointed in the political attitude of the city council and why it didn't go through. And I want to assure your listeners, too, that, you know, I am very dedicated to this. The public-private partnerships that we could have had, it may have put them at risk. I don't know. Maybe they'll be back there in 6 months. I don't know.
Well, sir, we're going to a hard break, and you do this enough to know about that. I'll be calling you again soon. Thank you for your time.
Okay. Cheryl, thank you so much.